This Christmas, as for many years, lots of people will receive a box of quality street chocolates made by Macintosh. This month, Eve Reed from the History of Advertising Trust looked at the history of marketing of toffees by the company that bought Norwich's famous A.J. Cayley firm in 1932. Here is Tony to tell us the advertising business is as easy as toffee.
There's a toffee made for sharing, a taste you can't resist. It's the way to make some friends when you're standing in a lift. Macintosh. They'll want an egg and cream or a toffee deluxe.
In 1890, John Macintosh, a cotton mill worker, opened a pastry cook shop in King Cross Lane, Halifax, with his new wife Violet, and they blended an innovative toffee as the enterprise's flagship product, Macintosh's celebrated toffee. Violet, who had been a confectioner's assistant prior to her marriage, came up with the recipe which mixed the traditional hard, brittle English butterscotch with soft American caramel. The line was introduced to the public with free samples and soon became a roaring success. By the early years of the 20th century, the company had expanded and built its own factory in Halifax, in addition to acquiring other premises, and John Macintosh had become known as the Toffee King. The association of Macintoshes with the T.B. Brown Limited advertising agency endured for more than 60 years. Although small at first, the advertising expenditure grew as Brown's advertising helped to make Macintosh's Toffee Deluxe well known throughout the country. In 1917, Macintosh's released their new Toffee Deluxe assortment, which contained six deluxe lines: plain, cafe, mint, cocoa, coconut, and chocolate. T.B. Brown booked the whole front page of the Daily Mail to announce the latest Macintosh achievement and declared August the 18th to be Toffee Deluxe Assortment Day, when we shall occupy this space again with an invitation to the public to try Macintosh's new Toffee Deluxe Assortment. When John Macintosh died in January 1920, T.B. Brown published an unfurnished history of the coffee tycoon in his own words as a full newspaper front page tribute. Later in the same year, the agency was awarded first prize in a competition at the International Advertising Exhibition for the best press advertisement. The Brown's ad in question showed a pair of doting parents looking on while their bonny baby tucked into a tin of toffee. The text noted that mother and father are not alarmed. They know that so long as it's Macintosh's Toffee Deluxe, it doesn't matter, even if Babs does eat a little more than his share. In the early 1920s, a series of cartoons by leading humorous artists of the day was commissioned, illustrating their idea of how and where Macintosh's Toffee Deluxe was made. The first one was created by W. Heath Robinson and depicted his impression of Toffee Town. It featured a series of six small-line drawings in a single frame showing the various stages in the toffee-making process. These included boiling, cooling, shaping, covering with chocolate, counting and testing, all conducted by solemn little men operating typical Heath Robinson machinery. The confectionery firm was delighted with the cartoon, and managing director Harold Macintosh wrote to the artist, "Since your drawing was placed before us by our agents, Messrs. T.B. Brown Limited, we've had many a good laugh over the same. Knowing the real factory, we can appreciate your caricature all the more." A later entry in the series, Excavations of Toffee Deluxor by Charles W. Harrison, capitalised on the popular sensation created by the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb in November 1922, and depicted King Tut with his court savouring tins of Macintosh's toffee. In 1923, Real Fruit version of Toffee Deluxe was launched. Just thinking of all the sugar butter cream goodness of Toffee Deluxe with the healthful and refreshing qualities of real fruit added. Words cannot convey its utter deliciousness. The selection of appetizing flavors included pineapple, strawberry, and cherry toffee. 1936 saw the introduction of Macintosh's iconic Quality Street assortment of colorful twist-wrapped toffees and chocolates, the advertising for which featured the Regency-style characters Major Quality and Miss Sweetly. The product name and theme were inspired by the J.M. Barrie play of the same title. In characteristic fashion, Macintosh's took out a front-page ad in the Daily Mail to launch the advertising campaign in May 1936. Shopkeepers were urged to stock the new product with the slogan, "Put your shop in Quality Street by putting Quality Street in your shop." Both the new confectionery line and the accompanying adverts proved to be a great success. The development of the Quality Street mixture had been assisted by Macintosh's 1932 acquisition of Norwich's A.J. Cayley firm.
Well, Tony, I think that this article should have come with a health warning, as it seems to promote the idea that bonny babies should be encouraged to tuck into a tin of toffee.